When we think of essential workers, we think of doctors and nurses. The term, essential workers, does not only cover the medical field, but it also extends to the cleaners, the riders, and basically anyone who is out there making sure the country is moving. A Singaporean man, Syazwan Majid, has expressed his gratitude for the essential workers out there in a now viral Facebook post. He starts off by saying that his father is an essential worker, but not as a doctor or a nurse. He is a cleaner and he cannot read nor write, but he is a hard-working man who has kept the streets and parks of Singapore clean for the last 40 years. His father, along with the countless food delivery riders, public transport operators and supermarket staff, play an important role in keeping the country moving. They continue going out and about, potentially facing the coronavirus. For that reason, Syazwan is quite worried, as his father is a senior citizen, which makes him especially vulnerable to COVID-19. On the fourth day of Ramadan, Syazwan took a picture of his father heading out to work early in the morning during Sahur. What that picture doesn't show is the number of feelings that Syazwan was going through. I was feeling overwhelmed looking at how extraordinary of a man my father is and how unbelievably proud and lucky I am to be his son, no matter what society views him as. It's true that in modern society, many look down at cleaners and other people with similar jobs. However, we tend to forget that they are very important to our country, especially at times like these where they still risk their health for us. Although the claps, cheers and sing-alongs are great, the best thing that we can do is to actually stay at home to not hinder the work of the essential workers. Staying at home is the best thing that we can do right now so that we do not put our families and loved ones at risk. Syazwan adds, "It's already a difficult period, so let's not be a difficult people." We definitely agree with him. Kudos to all of the essential workers and frontliners. At the same time, let's all stay at home so that the chain of infection can be broken. Also read, due to MCO, a mother who is abroad was unable to fulfill dying son's last wish. You have reached the end of this story.